100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet. So that's right. A weekly challenge. I post the topic, you come up with the stories. And we got a whole bunch of stories from y'all. We got one from Magneta, who is new to this. Welcome! Richard, Lizzie, Serendipity, Tom, Jeffrey, Norval Joe, Dwayne, Tura, and Planet Z. Let's go ahead and give them a listen, shall we?
Tura Rezoino here, with a story in the word, Sluck. Bring me the metal, and I can forge anything into a knife. Steel cable, a motorbike chain, the lock on a condemned cell, anything. Then there's the quenching. What goes in the slack tub can get rather esoteric. Ordinarily, it's water or oil, sometimes sand. But a lot of people, usually from biker gangs, think bull's blood is just the thing. One client asked for baby fat, but it's just too difficult to get in any quantity. The knife I'm forging right now, he wants it quenched in a live human body. Don't worry, it won't hurt for very long.
Hello, my name is Magneta. This is my first story for the 100 word podcast. It begins with, "The boxer approached the ring on bouncing feet, pausing for effect, pawing the air with a quick 1-2 punch. Fans in the arena twirling towels above heads. Towels blazed in red and gold flame colors, like flags. They were chanting the words, "Knock out," pointing towards the seated opponent in her corner of the ring. The cadence of stomping feet made a dramatic scene for the pay-per-view audience. Dad sat slack-jawed at home until orange-cheesy fingers grabbed the remote, changing the channel. Bolting from the chair and hitting the floor, little sis laughs, pointing, "Ah, knockout!" Thank you. That was it. That concludes the story the story entitled "The Knockout" by Magneta.
Good morning. This is Richard. And this topic was slack. No slacking on my part, I have a story for you. Sometimes you have to be careful about what you ask for. Work was tough. It was our busy time of the year, 3 people off sick, and I was expected to cover, do my own job, and still meet the targets. Then the regional manager called in, and I was summoned into his office. "We want you to take on additional responsibilities." I protested, asked him to cut me some slack. He did. A great big slice of slack. So now I don't have to worry about any cover. There's no targets and no additional responsibility. And no job either. There you go. I'm done. Speak to you all next time. Goodbye.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here, and before I read you my story, I wish you a wonderful 2018, and I hope all your dreams and all your projects come true. Now, onwards to the story. Dust everywhere. Whenever the Duchess arrived at the hotel, she criticized everything. "Look at this!" And she slapped the velvet on the chairs. Mr. Roberts, the manager, smiled and nodded, gently guiding her towards the elevator. Once she was safely tucked away inside the diabolic machine, as she called it, peace would return. When the diabolic machine, no doubt highly offended, decided to take revenge, plummeting two floors down into the dust-infested cellar, the Duchess went to the papers and vowed never to stay there again. The hotel then became extremely successful. Ha! Dust can be such a lifesaver. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. There's an art to this job. Actually, it's more a science than an art. You'd be surprised just how complex it is. Too much slack, and they'll crash into the ground below. Messy, and a whole pile of paperwork to fill out. A little less, and it gets even messier. You can imagine what being brought up short from a drop like that does to a body. Too little. And they just hang there, dangling like a broken puppet. Hardly ideal.
Hello, night people.
Yes, indeed.
And I've got a mini
bungee
update.
Jumping can be pretty complex.
100 stories in a row for
and
the
sign
time.
Comes in handy.
My runs are
when I'm doing executions too.
And now 101, which is 15 stories behind Cliff Uncle Monster. And my story this evening is called "Go Down to the Sea Ships." The mother watched in horror as the child pitched over the edge of the boat. The rope tied to the child trailed under the bow. If she pulled it taut, her baby would be pulled against and under. If she let the line go slack, she had to trust the little one would bob to the surface. Though her white knuckles held the rope with a vice-like grip, she willed her arm to remain frozen. It was the hardest thing she had ever done in her life. When Sally surfaced, she hooked the vest and pulled her into the boat. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good evening, it's Jeffrey Fisher here for week 611 on the topic of slack. I'm actually writing this on Saturday evening because, well, I guess I'm a slacker. Anyway, my story this week is called "He's Lost Control." Back in the early 80s in high school, the marching band was taken very seriously. Oh, not by the students, who, like now, found everything hilarious, but by the earnest band director. His opening speech at the start of the year included a version of, "I know you kids like to wear jeans and such, but we're not going to do that. In my room, the girls will wear skirts or dresses, and the boys will wear a nice pair of slacks." This inevitably cracked up the room. The director, who apparently was unaware of the word pants, would turn red and demand to know what was so funny. Just say it out loud. Slacks. It's a funny word. Especially when you're 16. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the YA Books Podcast, coming up on my 100th episode. Actually, it's still a month away. I just had 96, but still, 100 is coming up. Anyway, here's my story for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 611 with a prompt of slack. Here we go. Jimmy pulled in the slack of his line, bringing the bait right in front of the fish's nose. He could see his next meal hovering in the shadows beneath the bank. If only the trout was as hungry as he was, then it would bite. Thramble, The rock troll crept as silently as a rock troll could, his net held ready to cast on the boy. Just two more steps and he would have his lunch. Like thunder, the troll's stomach rumbled. Jimmy startled, kicking stones into the pool. The trout dashed into hiding. Consequently, no one got to eat. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Hey, Dwayne here with another 100-word story. And I was kind of slacking this week. So now, slack. Tightrope walkers have always been some amazing risk takers. That's what makes a good sport. They have crossed Niagara Falls, the Thames River, and high between too many skyscrapers to even list. Today's sport balance aficionados are slackers. No, literally slackers. While the rope walkers of yore would be hundreds of feet in the air and no net, today we find everyone showing off their skills on a slack line. A limp rope 2 feet above the nice soft grass. When the tightrope walkers failed, it was epic, deadly, and made the paper. Today, they just get a rope burn. Slackers.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
George was a pirate, but he weren't be a very good pirate. He got caught a lot, dragged from a jail cell and into a courtyard. A yardarm and a noose awaited for George. Any last words? Asked the magistrate. I guess I've come to the end of me rope, said George. The magistrate put the noose around George's neck, tightened it, and shoved him off of the platform. George landed on the ground below. You didn't tie it down, said George, laughing as he ran for his ship. They added the theft of a rope to his list of charges.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories, 100 words long, on the topic of slack. Did I forget to mention that? I probably did. it's up there on the site, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. And there's also the next topic, which is involved, and a list of all the topics that are coming up for the rest of the year, so you can plan your year and which ones might need a little extra thinking. Who wants to think? So thank you all for being a part of this, and I will be back tomorrow with an individual story, then another one, and then another one, and then another one. Sunday will roll around fast enough. Thank you, and as always, keep it brief.